slavery in a short time. And a woman that had children of her own was called Auntie. We white children were taught to call her Auntie.
Uh-huh.
Ain't Lizzie, or Ain't Sally, or Ain't
Teddy. Yeah. You mean she's not married?
Oh, yeah, she's married, maybe. But anyway, if she is old enough to be a matured woman, you know, and was a mother of some children, we white children was taught to call her Auntie, and to call her husband Uncle so-and-so.
I see.
But the colored race today resent it.
Yeah.
They don't want you to call this old lady. Now, she's got to be an old colored lady that would appreciate you calling her Auntie.
Yeah.
They don't want to. But those days, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoyed the white children calling them Auntie and Uncle. I worked in a cotton shop up here for 20 years and had no colored man. It's Bill Cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't too much older than I was, but he was some. In other words, he had grown children when mine was teenagers.
Yeah.
And I called him Uncle John. And some of the boys said, what makes you call old man John Green Uncle John? I said, when I was a child, my parents taught me to call an old colored man Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's stuck. And I never did call him John. The majority of them said John. But I said Uncle John when I was approached him about anything.
How would they call white people if they worked for?
Well, most of the colored people, the white people, they call him old master.
Oh, really?
Old master. Didn't say old master, old master.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a, in other words, he was a slave owner and had a bunch of slaves, you see.
Yeah.
And he's called old master.
Uh-huh.
And the foreman on the place, well, he's called boss.
Uh-huh.
That is the way it's carried on in slavery.
Yeah.
With the colored people. The owner of the plantation was old master.
Uh-huh.
The foreman on this plantation that looked after all the work and everything, he's called the boss.
I see. Okay, the name of the wife of Abraham, or it's just a girl's name beginning with an S, and Sally was a nickname.
Sarah?
Okay. Okay, if you were, say if your niece or nephew, instead of calling you Will, they called you by your full name, they'd call you.
Well, now relatives like that, in other words, my nieces and nephews, say Uncle Will.
Okay.
Speaking about me, or talking to me.
Okay, but if they call you your full name instead of Will, they call you.
If they were speaking about me to someone else, you mean?
No, they could call you Will, but that's not your full name.
No.
Okay, if they used your full name instead of Will, they'd be calling you
Will H. or William.
Okay, but they call you Uncle.
Yeah, they'll generally refer to me as Uncle, you see.
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will.
Or if they used your full name, it'd be Uncle.
Uncle Will. You see, they'd have to go all the way through the thing.
What about Uncle William?
Well, that's another thing going on to the South. Cut a part of it off at William, you see.
Yeah. If they did use that, they'd be calling you Uncle.
Uncle William.
Okay. What's the highest rank in the Army?
I guess a colonel.
Okay. But what about higher than that? Might talk about, well, you know what Robert E. Lee, what rank was he?
He was a general.